Oregon continues to suffer from one of the highest unemployment rates in the nation, but not every employer is turning away job seekers. Take hospitals, for instance. The state's nursing shortage is expected to get even worse in coming years as baby boomers begin entering the Medicare system and older nurses start retiring. In this last installment of our occasional series on hot jobs in a cool economy, Mary Sawyers looks at the state's growing need for these healthcare professionals.
Hi. How are you doing this morning? Those folks.
Bill Maddalena works the night shift at Providence St. Vincent Medical Center in Portland. Just after 6 a.m., he checks on his patients one last time before he leaves.
Is there any possibility of a drop of water to wet my lips?
Okay, why don't you let me check your chart right quick, and then I'll tell you.
Maddalena is not your typical nurse. Only 10% of nurses in Oregon are men, the average age, 48. He's only 36, but he's already had two other careers. One is a machinist, another teaching martial arts. He switched to nursing because of his interest in anatomy and because after only 4 years of school, he could make a decent amount of money. The average salary in Oregon for a registered nurse is actually just over $54,000 a year. But the work is taxing, especially on the night shift. When it's slow, Maddalena might only have five patients, but he has had as many as eight. Most of them have multiple health problems and require a lot of time. When Maddalena stops by to check on Donna Kintz, she's sitting in her wheelchair in a white and pink nightgown, compression bandages wrapped around both legs. Kintz has a skin infection in her legs called cellulitis. She also has asthma and allergies. After Maddalena rubs her neck and brings her hot water, he props up her legs on a nearby chair to increase blood flow.
Get this in. Now I'm going to pull your legs up a little top. High, a little high there, and pull this in because I don't want a lot of pressure on your knees, too.
Right.
How's that feel?
Some patients can't move at all. That means Maddalena and fellow nurses like Sharon Rose have to lift them.
I don't know if you've looked around lately, but people aren't getting any smaller. And if Bill and I lift up a patient that's 250 pounds, he's lifted 125 and I've lifted 125, and there's no weight limit for us. So bad backs are a real high thing in nursing.
In addition to patient care, there's also a lot of paperwork. Maddalena estimates he spends one-third of his 12-hour shift charting or writing down specifics about the condition of his patients. And the patients can have so many different diseases, he has to know a little about all of them.
I'm a nurse from 7 East at St. Vincent's, but I work every med-surg floor on in this hospital, every one of them. And that's five, I think. And that means I'm going from, I could be working a bunch of renal patients or different end-stage disease patients on this floor, and tomorrow be on a cardiac unit.
Even with the unpredictability and all the stress, Maddalena says he's happy he's in nursing. He wasn't so sure last year after his first few months on the job.
There are days I think I should become a machinist again. But there were a lot of those when I was orienting, and there are very few of those nowadays because I'm becoming more comfortable with not only with the people I work with, but with the patients and with myself.
A recent survey of more than 500 registered nurses in Oregon found overall career satisfaction is high. The bigger problem is the number of nurses getting ready to retire. More than a third of registered nurses in Oregon are between 50 and 59. A low a day is 60.
Did you have anything to eat or drink today?
9 o'clock last night.
9 o'clock last night.
Day has been working as an operating room nurse for 39 years, and she says she's looking forward to some time off.
Probably go down to part-time and not be a charge nurse anymore, maybe go to staff nursing because I still enjoy the work, but I want to cut down the hours so that I can have some play time.
Oregon will need thousands of experienced nurses to replace those who retire. But because the population is aging, it will also need several thousand new nurses. The State Employment Department estimates 7,000 more in the next 8 years. But Deborah Burton, executive director of the Oregon Center for Nursing, says schools will have a tough time educating that many students.
We don't have the seats in the classroom in education to accommodate them, and that is our single biggest barrier right now to solving this shortage. We are turning away 3 to 4 times the qualified applicants that we can accommodate in the classroom.
Oregon's 18 nursing schools are scrambling to expand. They want to double the number of graduates by 2007, but they're having trouble finding qualified instructors. Nurses must have a master's degree to teach, and most teaching jobs pay less than those in hospitals.
We need to find ways to teach differently, and we're doing that using distance technology and some simulation technology to augment what we do with live patients.
Students can choose from 3-year community college programs or 4-year university programs to become a registered nurse. Burton says all of the programs are competitive. Her organization helps qualified students decide which program is best for them.
Well, if you want to be a nurse, you first of all need to be pretty smart. That means you need to be doing very well in the sciences, mathematics, and English. But you also need to like people.
As the shortage worsens, the pay for nurses will likely continue to climb. But the job isn't expected to get any easier. It will still require long hours, lots of stamina, and a desire to care for sick people.
I can't think of a better profession for men and women who want some job security, want a lot of job security, and a challenge their entire career. You can go anywhere on the planet. And I'd be sad to have you leave Oregon, but I know as an Oregonian you'll come back. So it's okay if you want to travel around the world and come back. No problem.
The big exodus of nurses leaving the workforce is expected to start in 2009 and peak about 5 years later. By then, Burton hopes Oregon nursing schools will be churning out enough graduates to keep the healthcare system going. Mary Sawyers, OPB News.